White as Snow, a compilation.
Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they're red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. The Lord of glory, the creator of the ends of the earth, the Holy One, is offering an incredible deal. You bring your scarlet sins, and he'll give you a purified past and present. That sounds great, but what is the catch? We're used to hearing of sales that are too good to be true, mostly because they are. There is fine print, and there are exclusions. But when God offers the bargain of forgiveness, there's no catch. It's free. While grace is free, it's not cheap. Bonhoeffer explains, above all, it is costly, because it cost God the life of his Son. You were bought at a price. Costly grace is the incarnation of God. There is a reason that we can receive the promise that our sins will be as white as snow, and it is not because of our own works. Job knew that even if he washed himself with snow, he could never stand before the holiness of God. Job told his friends that he was in a horrible predicament, feeling that God was out to get him, and as if he was not able to stand in God's presence to even discuss it with him. For he is not a man as I am, that I might answer him, that we should come to trial together. There is no arbiter between us. Job felt the pain of trying to be in God's presence without a mediator. And it didn't taste like sugar on snow. It tasted like dust and ashes. What Job longed for, Jesus fulfilled. King David, repentant after committing adultery and murder, cried out to God in Psalm 51:7, "Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." If washing away of scarlet sins is going to happen, it must be God himself who does the washing, because the sin has been against God. The good news of the gospel is that God himself purifies us by the blood of his resurrected and victorious Son. What David longed for, Jesus accomplished. The last time that snow appears in the Bible is when the Apostle John is given a vision of the glorified Christ. Jesus' hair is white like snow. Jesus' voice is like the roar of many waters, and his face is like the sun shining in full strength. He is perfect holiness and perfect glory. John falls at Jesus' feet like a dead man, but Jesus lays his right hand on him, saying, "Fear not." Maybe you're still trying to pay for your sin, or hide from it, or you're trying to run from your Savior. If you're trusting in Jesus, he says to you today, "Fear not. In Jesus, your sins are white as snow." By Tim Counts. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And now, complete in him, my robe, his righteousness, close sheltered neath his side, I am divinely blessed. By Elvina M. Hall, 1865. Let us reason together. Let us reason together is an incredible picture of the grace of God. His people had worshipped other gods, engaged in sinful ways, and repeatedly neglected and rejected him. But God is willing to reason. He then says, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they're red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land." We outsource many things in our lives. Lawyers for legal issues, accountants for finances, doctors for medical issues, and the church for our spiritual needs. But sadly, our spiritual needs are often outsourced without dealing with God directly. God is saying, "Come back to me, reconnect with me, and I'll tell you what I will do. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow." That doesn't happen in a washing machine. It's a miracle of God that can only take place within the context of a loving, committed relationship with Him. All the promises God gives us in His Word trip over that. They don't come to fruition unless we first come humbly to Christ. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 through 20 says, "O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious He will be when you cry for help. As soon as He hears, He will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them." The bread of adversity and water of affliction are the very instruments God uses to bring Israel and surrounding nations back to Him. Again and again, adversity and affliction are the means of accomplishing a much bigger picture. We need to embrace tough situations where adversity and affliction have been our teachers. The remedy: cry out to God. He hears, He answers, and He rescues. The end result? Our sins will be white as snow, and God welcomes us back into loving relationship with Him. By Charles Price. Though your sins be as scarlet. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Hear the voice that entreats you, O return ye unto God. He is of great compassion and of wondrous love. Hear the voice that entreats you, O return ye unto God. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. Look unto me, ye people, saith the Lord your God. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. By Fanny Crosby, 1820 to 1915. Sin and forgiveness. Why is forgiveness an integral part of salvation? Because sin separates us from God. And no one is perfect. We're all sinners. The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. We all need to recognize and honestly admit, I'm a sinner like everyone else. I make mistakes. I need a Savior. That's why Jesus died for us, because we're all sinners, and it's impossible for us to earn or be worthy of salvation. Salvation is like receiving a pardon. God has offered pardon to the guilty, and it doesn't matter how bad you are or what you've done, If you believe that Jesus died for your salvation, you will be saved and forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin, no matter what you've done. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You can't be too bad, but you also can't be good enough. You can never earn or deserve salvation. By grace, you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Many people are too proud to accept a gift. They want to work for everything they receive. But only Jesus saves. For there's one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. By David Brandt Berg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.